please listen carefully.
Hello, universe. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Summers McKay. And I'm here all alone recording the Optimist Daily Update.
I had to turn off the tunnel blick and it took me out of Skype for a second there.
So we have this VPN that we use to protect our site from bots, but it makes it hard to do stuff. So anyway, hey, Christy, welcome.
Good morning, Summers. Hi, I'm Christy Jansen, everybody.
And we are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. Wow, we are just going to do everything backwards today. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week. We publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, obviously, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy. I'm not as creative as Summers coming up with these little pithy things it's worthy for doing while, I guess, gardening would be good. Anyway, we're doing this podcast now every weekday. Today is Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. How are you today?
I am pretty good. Woke up this morning kind of feeling like I had a head cold, which is just such a terrifying thing right now. Like many of you, our family has been aggressively quarantining and we've stayed away from everyone and everything. But Brennan and I did go swimming in a pool this weekend, but it was a pool that nobody had been in for weeks. But I have this feeling that I have a little bit of a head cold and I actually had to take 3 Advil this morning, which is huge for me because I don't take anything like that anymore. And I still have full taste. I can taste the coffee. I still have respiratory capacity, but oh my goodness, I do not like feeling a smidge under the weather.
I understand that completely. I know we're all a bit paranoid. We've got an allergy sniffle or something. And I woke up with a crink in my neck also this morning. I just must have slept weird or something. And also I have not been doing my morning yoga for the last week, which has a clear direct result in feeling a little worse for wear.
Yeah, I think your morning yoga went out the window. My HIIT workouts kind of went out the window. Overall, it has not really been a self-care July. And I am feeling the effects of it. I know you are too. We've been sprinting like crazy at the Optimist Daily because we've just seen this like rapid fire growth. And wow, what embarrassment of riches that we have all of these amazing listeners and readers and these stories that are going viral. And it has meant that in my life, the priority has been the business and the baby, and that's it. And so there is pretty much like no Summers in my day. And I guess that's how I end up with a cold, right?
I think it is, because I think self-care is one of those things that is easy to let go of, just like our good nutrition and other ways of balancing ourselves in our external environments that will impact our immunity. The good thing is, I think you are still staying in touch with your new parents and your other social network, which that's really important. But as the social distancing wears on, it does, I think, impact our ability to feel connected to the people we care about and even new people that you don't know yet who inspire you to think about things in an interesting way.
I know. I was trying to see on my vision board if I wrote like no new friends for 2020 accidentally. Well, you know, I think that we have these amazing jobs at the Optimist Daily, and to be in a position professionally that you are of service, right? Your professional purpose is to bring good and to change the tenor of social and news media is so valuable. And there's these deep intrinsic benefits that are inherent to the work I do here at the Optimist Daily, and Christy, the work you do at the Optimist Daily, as well as the other podcasts you record and the other teams you work on. And, you know, I can't ever say that there's a day where I think, oh, I have a terrible job. It's so stressful to me. I hate doing it, you know? And I think that that has been my saving grace through all of this, is that the work that I do, I truly, truly, truly love. And the team that I work with really inspires me.
I think that's super important. But I do want to remind you and myself that because we are reading everything that is coming our way, you know, because we are trying to shift the way the media interacts with us and with our audience, we are basically kind of curating what's actually out there and trying to refocus it and reframe it so that it isn't the emotionally inflammatory headline clickbait that gets your attention by scaring you. But when we have to look at everything and then pick out from there the nuggets of the positive news, the solutions that are there, and reframe it or tell that story from the Optimist Daily Voice, that is a mental jiu-jitsu, basically, that sometimes that we have to deal with the after effects of that. Yesterday, I was meeting with another professional in this same positive media universe, and we were talking about how we kind of need to have a support group of the media therapists, which is what we are kind of becoming, right? Kind of like when you go to therapy and your therapist has to hear all of your challenges in your life and help you navigate that. But then they become the reservoir of that negative energy and that help you refocus it into positive emotional action, right? But then what do they do with their emotions, their reactions? They have to go talk to their therapist or their supervisor.
Wait a minute. My therapist has feelings too?
I know, it's really hard to think about, but I'm sort of likening myself and us and what we're doing and other media professionals who are trying to put a positive spin on the real issues that we have to address in the world, but from that solutions, that problem-solving mindset, we are like the therapists of mass media.
I like it.
So anyway,
I agree with that perspective. So I think that learning to effectively voice our emotions and the way that media makes us angry or inspires us is super important. I'm listening to a book right now. It's called The Happiest Toddler on the Block. And I previously had read Happiest Baby on the Block when Brennan was brand new. And Happiest Toddler on the Block is about teaching toddlers to properly express emotions so that they're heard. And the way that we have to, as parents, react to them. So when a baby's throwing a tantrum, the hypothesis of the book is that you kind of match what the baby is tantruming about and don't try to explain to the baby, like, it's okay, you're mad. You say, are you mad, mad, mad? And you mimic that and you let the baby know it's okay to yell and it's okay to be mad and you can acknowledge the mad and then move on. In fact, teaching my baby to say she's mad, mad, mad is pretty much like the writers read my feelings and gave me this headline. Iceland invites people to relieve stress by screaming into its wilderness. Now, the story goes on to explain how this is working, and the country tourism board has come up with a very creative way of encouraging people to get out pent-up emotions and the anger that many of us feel. Now, the quote that is really valuable from the story is that being able to make a loud noise into wide open, undisturbed space lets a part of our brain called the amygdala release stress. Now, I love this because people scream into their pillows or they scream in their car when driving, and certainly knowing how to express anger and express rage and frustration is so relieving. And it's just such a more valuable way than letting it be pent up and having it, you know, explode itself into violence or toxic verbal abuse or the different things that can happen if you don't have a proper and healthy way to truly express frustration. And so anyway, thank you, writers. Now, I am going to have to probably ask one of my older children to hang out with the baby while I ride my bike down to the beach and scream into the ocean, because I think I would terrify her if I took her with me. But well, I love this. And I just think that everyone, if you can find some time, go scream into wilderness and check out the Optimist Daily story, because it's a really fun one.
Two things on this one. First of all, I think it was a few months ago in the beginning of the pandemic when there really was true lockdown and physical distancing, and we were trying to navigate that. Wasn't it Iceland that had the program, and it was maybe the same tourism board, the Hugging the Trees? Yeah,
the Hug a Tree. I think it was the same folks who, they've really got great programming there in the tourism board.
Definitely. I mean, and so it's just an appreciation of the human needs and seeing how nature can help us fulfill them. And I love that. I love that concept. Yeah. In relation to having a safe space and acknowledging the need to express frustration and anger, I don't know if I've talked about on the podcast, but I've been for about a decade a part of something that we call the Anger Talk. And it's a small group of people that I've been working with to learn to master the emotion of anger, which is one of those things that it's considered a negative emotion. You're not supposed to be angry. When you are, it's something that is often something that I'm afraid of, especially for a woman. For men also can be very afraid of their anger because it feels overwhelming and like you're going to lose control, right? Mm-hmm. But it is a natural human emotion. It's one of those things. The world can be very frustrating, and that's just part of how we work, right? So for me, being a part of this Anger Talk has been invaluable in helping me figure out how to be productively angry, not lose control, but understand that I do get angry and not just turn it in and get depressed or let it turn into a victimized mentality where I feel like the world is against me or have it squirt out in passive aggressive or rageful comments that are harmful and hurtful and do not get me closer to what my ultimate goals are, which are harmonious personal relationships and productive work environments, right? So having the ability to learn that anger is just part of who I am, just like love and joy and disgust and fear, these are all basic primal human emotions. And I think there has to be a safe space for us to address all of them. Getting out there and screaming into the wilderness is wonderful. I feel lucky that I've had the opportunity to scream in a productive way my anger at times, put it out there, and then take my rational brain and say, oh, so this is interesting that this person really triggered me. And how can I respond as an adult and use this anger to both point me in the direction that I want to go and need to go without acting it out in a way that will be not productive?
Well, and I think that without proper ways of expressing anger, so whether it's using physical exertion or screaming in the wilderness, we put ourselves at risk for having that anger direct at the people we are closest to. And this is exactly what happens in the relationships and the escalation of toxic relationships. And this is why emotional abuse and physical abuse have really been accelerated during the time of quarantine, pandemic, coronavirus, because those methods that you might have previously used to release your anger is like stuck in a home. And my heart is with everyone who is in an escalating, toxic, and angry environment. And if you can release some of your anger, if you can take responsibility for some of your anger, whether you are sharing it with the people you love or not, it's just such a valuable tool. There are tools out there. So anyway, yes, go scream at a tree, go hug a tree, and then scream in the wilderness. Yes. What else can we do, Christy?
Well, super, super quick. The headline that I chose, I feel like we're both in sync here that we need to think about our personal health and well-being. And we were talking about well-being as the better metric for nation states, right? Yeah. Instead of growth. But I think there's personal growth you can find by doing things like relieving your stress through screaming or other productive ways of expressing your frustration. Another thing that I found interesting was there's a new study, and this is another headline. A new study finds that 12 weeks of stretching can improve heart health. And I was talking about earlier how I've let my morning yoga practice go a little bit. I've got to get back into it. But I really think that stretching your body and getting connected to your expansive physical state, it's interesting. It helps to relieve stress, but I guess it also helps to improve blood flow. It helps to improve heart health in general. And it is really no surprise to me that that is the case. Yeah. Go read the story. It talks about how the blood flow allows oxygenated blood to travel through your vascular system and your tissues throughout the body. And with that good blood flow, your organs actually get some healing, including your heart and probably your brain and everything else about you, because we are, you know, holistic creatures, right?
This morning I said, I didn't feel great. And she said, body or heart. And I was like, well, aren't they the same thing? But today's Optimist Daily actually has a lot of other great stories in what we're calling the screams and stretching day of Optimist Daily, including an article about the value of turmeric for your immune boost. Great story about after near extinction, thousands of red kites now fly over British skies. New fabrics from spoiled milk, as well as what was the other one? Unused fabric to tackle waste, biomaterials and spoiled milk are making clothes. South Korea investing $61 billion as part of its path toward green recovery, and a great story about understanding hunger as a problem that can be solved more than just making food inexpensively, but diversifying the basket, increasing access to foods. It's a really great story. The headline is Why Solving Hunger is More Than Just Making Food Cheaper. That and a whole bunch of other great content is available on the Optimist Daily today. We want you to go read it. Thank you all for listening to the Optimist Daily Update.
And we promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. As always, we promise to cover current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please join our emissary community and become one of the folks who is helping support reader-funded independent journalism. At just $5 a month, and we say this every single day, so if you haven't done it, just pull the trigger, let's do it. Be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Let's keep the Optimist Daily free for those who need it, supported by those who can. Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic day. And Christy, have a great meeting. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.